Donald Trump has filed his petition with the United States Supreme Court, arguing that he's entitled to absolute presidential immunity for his conduct in trying to overthrow a free and fair election. This was part of an appeal from the ruling by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in the federal case against Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., being prosecuted by special counsel Jack Smith, alleging that Trump attempted to overthrow the results of a free and fair election. The Supreme Court granted certiorari in late February, agreeing to hear oral argument on this issue of absolute presidential immunity, thereby continuing to stay or freeze the Washington, D.C. federal criminal case and all proceedings there too. April 25th is when oral arguments will take place before the Supreme Court. We will have it live here on the Midas Touch Network. The way this works is Trump, as the petitioner, files his brief. Then there's an opposition brief that gets filed in a few more days by special counsel Jack Smith. Then there's these amicus briefs that get filed as well. Don't worry, we'll keep you apprised every step of the way. One of the things that Donald Trump argues in this brief is that, and this is a quote from it, quote, based on voluminous information available to Donald Trump in his official capacity, the election was tainted by extensive fraud and irregularities, as Andrew Weissman states. This is a pretty shocking, unsupported assertion by Donald Trump, because all of his advisors, including his very own attorney general, all stated that there was not fraud, and they were the ones who brought that to Donald Trump. So, for example, just to remind you and show you right away that Donald Trump, frankly, is starting his brief to the Supreme Court with yet another big lie. In case you say, okay, Ben, well, you're the Midas Touch Network, you're very critical of Trump. Okay, well, let me show you Donald Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr, what he had to say when he testified before the January 6th committee. Play the clip.
The former attorney general was asked why he authorized the Department of Justice to investigate fraud in the 2020 election at all. Why not just follow the regular course of action and let the investigations occur much later in time, after January 6th? Here's what he said.
Felt the responsible thing to do was to be in a position to have a view as to whether or not there was fraud. And frankly, I think the fact that I put myself in the position that I could say that we had looked at this and didn't think there was fraud was really important to moving things forward. And I sort of shudder to think what the situation would have been if the position of the department was, we're not even looking at this until after Biden's in office. I'm not sure we would have had a transition at all.
That's Donald Trump's attorney general saying that if he had not investigated these bogus allegations of voter fraud and irregularities that Trump was pushing out there, and then debunking them one by one, Trump's own Department of Justice, Bill Barr thought there would not be a peaceful transition of power. So just remember that key evidence right there every time Donald Trump argues in this brief, which he does over and over again, quote, based on voluminous information available to Trump in his official capacity, the election was tainted by extensive fraud and irregularities. His top lawyer in the Department of Justice said that was false. Now, Trump also argues essentially that without absolute presidential immunity, he and other presidents, he said, would just be tormented, that they would be in a constant state of distress, a constant state of this constant nightmare, thinking about whether or not they would be prosecuted. This is what Trump says, quote, a denial of criminal immunity would incapacitate every future president with de facto blackmail and extortion while in office, and condemn him to years of post-office trauma at the hands of political opponents? Post-office trauma? I mean, again, the way Donald Trump whines over and over again on the social media posts that he makes, just think about this. How embarrassing, how humiliating that you have a former president whining to the Supreme Court that he's suffering from post-presidential trauma, like a little snowflake, if he's not given absolute presidential immunity for trying to overthrow a free and fair election.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Miracle sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in one, just in time for the holidays. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas, TrymiracleMeidas.
And as Andrew Weissman and many others have commented, it's been working pretty well so far without immunity. And this is part of the destruction that Trump and the MAGA movement brings. And by the way, when Trump was asked at a recent press conference if he believes that he could order SEAL Team 6 when he was in office to kill his political opponents, he said that he believes that's the case. What are we even talking about here, people? Here, play that clip, Salty.
Do you agree with your lawyers what they said on Tuesday, that you should not be prosecuted or could not be prosecuted if you ordered SEAL Team 6 to kill a political opponent?
Well, you're talking about a totally different case, the immunity. I say this, on immunity, very simple. If a president of the United States does not have immunity, he'll be totally ineffective because he won't be able to do anything, because it will mean he'll be prosecuted, strongly prosecuted, perhaps, as soon as he leaves office by the opposing party.
You know, then the rest of this brief, I thought it was important that I just show you that clip, because the rest of Donald Trump's brief here is like a copy and paste job from all of the arguments that federal judge Tanya Chutkan previously rejected, that the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals panel, which was made up of Democrats and a Republican, rejected and said, no, you don't get to have absolute presidential immunity from crimes that you commit. What are you talking about? I mean, just so you know, like, you're thinking about, like, what's this doctrine even about, this concept of absolute presidential immunity? In a case called Nixon v. Fitzgerald, in a civil case, what the Supreme Court previously had held is that if conduct, even if it falls within the outer perimeter of a president's official responsibilities, in that case, it was Nixon wrongfully terminating and retaliating against an employee who worked at a high level in the federal government named Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald sued Nixon, and the Supreme Court ruled that Nixon has immunity from lawsuits like that because hiring and firing people in the executive branch is within the province of the office, and therefore he's would be immune from civil lawsuits. You should be noted that there was a recent case which Donald Trump did not appeal, to the United States Supreme Court, which, you know, we've talked about a lot here on the Midas Touch Network, called the Blasingame case. And that was a lawsuit filed by Capitol Police officers and members of Congress against Donald Trump for personal injuries, a civil case for personal injuries based upon the January 6th insurrection that Donald Trump had caused. And what the D.C. Circuit said is that that conduct is outside of the outer perimeter because it actually did not involve any of Donald Trump's official acts or official responsibilities. It was part of his campaigning activities, and Donald Trump did not appeal that, but Trump lost that case. And then a lot of the lawsuits were permitted to continue there. And then there's another case involving Bill Clinton, which involved conduct before he was in office. And that's outside of absolute presidential immunity. So Trump's trying to take this doctrine in a civil context and say that it should allow him or anyone else in his position to have free reign and do whatever they want to do. And as special counsel Jack Smith pointed out in his briefs before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and before the federal court, under that interpretation, Donald Trump could sell nuclear secrets. Donald Trump could order the military to assassinate a political opponent. Donald Trump could engage in any crime that involves somehow what a president could technically do, order troops to do this, handle, you know, classified information, you know, have access to nuclear codes, and just say, well, this is like diplomacy. This is part of my official duties. And I think that special counsel Jack Smith was not taking those examples at random. And I think he was saying that these are things that if Donald Trump had not done, or he certainly thinks he's capable of doing and wants to do. So that's the state of play right now. Trump basically copying and pasting a prior brief that he filed and lost before the D.C. Circuit. Oral arguments are April 25th. We now wait for special counsel Jack Smith's response. And I'd have to wager that he'll talk about what Bill Barr said and others said. And we will keep you posted each step of the way. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers here at the Midas Touch Network, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.